Hi, everybody, and welcome back on this Tuesday here with the Pat Miller Program. And again, hope everybody did have a great time with your elongated weekend. And I hope between all the brats and the heartburn, I hope we all took time to remember our country. I'm sure most of you did. That's just the kind of audience we have. And it's just the kind of people we have here at WoWo, both in the morning as well as in the afternoon. I appreciate that you listen to my program every day. I also appreciate that every time you can, you listen to WoWo's morning program, Kayla Blakeslee. And we're always glad to have her, and always glad to have her on here on our program every Tuesday afternoon. Kayla, good afternoon to you.
Well, and Pat, I appreciate that you allow me to come on to your program every Tuesday afternoon and give me like almost a full 10 minutes of your airtime.
Well, yeah, and of course, obviously, the way you're speaking and being so kind about it, I appreciate it. Obviously, you've not received the invoice for airtime yet, so that's coming.
Oh, boy, that's going to be expensive.
So are you... You came back from the border last week.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to you then. You had the huge first-year birthday bash for your little one with people coming in from several states and grandmas and grandpas and all that stuff. You allowed the lovely Mrs. Miller and I to come to the house. Thank you very much. some of the best pulled pork and baked beans I'd had in a while.
Fetters!
Yeah, there you go. No, that was it was great stuff. And can we ever tell where the cupcakes came from? They don't advertise here. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Courtney's Cupcakes.
Courtney's Bakery.
Yeah. And
I always go to Courtney's.
And the raspberry, to die for.
I was just more the Boston cream kind of gal.
It was just to die for. You got to realize when I'm home, I'm raspberry deprived.
Oh.
Because it's not Mrs. Miller's thing. So
that's too bad. You can come to my house. We're all about raspberry jam.
See?
Raspberry.
So trip
Jell-O.
To the border.
We're back from the border.
Party. And then the elongated 4th of July weekend, and now you and I are both here on a Tuesday. You did your show this morning. Here you are with me this afternoon. And
I need a nap.
So, yeah. But is it too early to just get away from the border? I mean, that was such an experience. And even though you're back here, the problems down there continue.
Yeah, I'm not getting away from the border at all this week. In fact, I started a series just this morning because obviously we were all off yesterday for the extended July 4th holiday. I've started a series and I'm calling it, as we've called it all along, Blakeslee at the Border, and I've got parts 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay. So this morning I heard you were doing one and it was all about the media.
Yeah, this morning, Blakeslee at the Border, part 1, it was entitled Media Bias. And I'll kind of run through
yeah,
what I talked about
through
today.
That.
But
yeah.
What I want to set the record straight here about something, if
okay.
You'll allow me.
Sure.
I've gotten a lot of, I don't want to underplay the positive comments from folks and the uplifting and encouraging comments from folks about going to the southern border.
But
of course, on the flip side, I mean, that's just the way it is these days. You're always going to upset someone.
Yes.
There's been a lot of just accusations and judgments thrown out about me going to the border. But you bring it up. You say, you know, I had family in town for the extended holiday. I had about 50 people at my home on Saturday, including you and Mrs. Miller, for my daughter's first birthday. What a lot of people don't know is my daughter was also sick for the first time. Me prior to leaving on Tuesday
right.
morning to head to Texas. There was a lot going on in my life right in the middle of this trip coming up. So, no, I didn't go on this trip either just to be able to pose and say cheese
mm-hmm.
Along the border wall. I did not leave my daughter or my husband for that purpose, just to go down and say cheese. There's just been so many accusations about me and my family. And when people start to draw my family into the picture, that's when I can get a little spicy.
I hear you.
yeah, you know all about that. So I just want to set the record straight. I'd also like to set the record straight that Federated Media paid for me to go to the southern border along with our freelance photographer.
Why did they? What do they think you did?
I'm not really quite sure. There's accusations thrown out about Congressman Jim Banks's office and who paid for his trip and my trip and, you know.
Okay,
yeah.
let's get off that high horse, shall we?
This is
the same crap they did on my trip out to the Reagan Library.
Yes, exactly.
And Marlon Stutzman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the exact same kind of thing. It kind of makes me chuckle a little bit because I'm like, that's what you're concerned about? Okay. You're not concerned about all this fentanyl coming across our border, but you're concerned about that.
Yeah.
So just setting the record straight for a few of those things. But I'd also like to set the record straight regarding the media, and that's what I did today. Part 1 of Blakeslee at the Border, entitled Media Bias. And what was really great about me going there and the role that I have on Fort Wayne's Morning News, I am a host. I am a personality, if you will. That's my job from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. because at the end of the day, you know, I can share all the news and all the stories, but if it's not enjoyable to listen to, it doesn't matter how well I share any story, you know?
Yep.
And so What's great about my job is I don't work in the Wobble newsroom. And I am able to go down there and share things that other members of the media probably cannot, simply
right.
because their roles, their news directors, their news departments will not allow them to do so.
Well, and we let you go down there basically hands off.
It was completely hands off. I had a very long leash, so big shout out to FedMed for allowing me to have a really long leash. But what was really unique about my experience is I'm down there with the whole mainstream media pool. You name it, they were there.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I'm maybe 50 media outlets, and I feel like I'm guessing on the lower end. I feel like there are probably more than that.
Yeah, because not only was Jim Banks down there with a contingent of congressmen, but Donald Trump comes in halfway through the whole thing.
Exactly. Donald Trump was also there. He's the one who actually invited Congressman Banks, and he's the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, and the whole RSC to come down as well. So that's why there was all this mainstream media coverage, because mm-hmm. Donald Trump was mm-hmm. also going to be there at the border wall. And what was crazy to me is, you know, I'm standing alongside The Hill, CNN, CBS, ABC, the Associated Press, the Washington Post, the New York Times, you name them, they were all there.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was great for me is I can talk about my experience being alongside the other members of the mainstream media, if you will.
Yeah.
But they can't talk about their experience,
right.
you know, because of some confinements in
all
their roles.
Limitations, right.
But again, I have a little bit of I have quite the luxury being able to share that. And what was blowing my mind, because as a member of the media, which again, I no longer work in the WoWo newsroom, so let me be very clear about that. As a member of the media, you are taught to not have any feelings, essentially, to
mm-hmm.
not laugh, to
mm-hmm.
not smile, to not applaud, to not cheer, to not frown. You know, zero facial expressions at all when you're attending media events. You're supposed to have zero bias, if you will, when reporting coverage of these events. And what was amazing is, you know, I'm sitting right next to, and by sitting, I mean like squatting on the side, you know, waiting for Donald Trump to arrive to speak along the border wall. And I'm sitting next to two print journalists, and these two women were just cackling, you know, like high school girls talking so much smack about Donald Trump, about Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who is also a Republican. And so I actually chimed in because I was genuinely curious. You know, they were talking about their scoops that they were sent to get. The one said she was there because I asked her, I said, well, what's your scoop? What do you mean your scoop? I said, aren't you here to cover the RSC and this congressional delegation and former President Trump along the southern border? Isn't that why you're here? Oh, no, no. That's not why they were there at all.
And she told you this.
Oh, both of them. I carried on quite the conversation with these two gals. The one was there to ask Texas Governor Greg Abbott, because for folks who don't know this, he's basically, his state has put I'm going to call it a down payment, if you will, on furthering construction of the border wall.
Mm-hmm.
She was there to find out whether or not he knew that that was a total waste of money. That's what she was told to find out. That was to be her scoop. And the other woman.
So her news directors already have the conclusion.
Correct.
Just go down there and fill in the gaps so we come to that conclusion.
Well, and Pat, this is what I found the whole time talking with these folks. It was blowing my mind. They already had the story. They already had their political agenda and their propaganda that they were going to push, regardless of the actual story that was told. The other woman said that she was there to see if she could get Donald Trump to confess the big lie, to take ownership of the big lie. So neither one of them had anything really to do with what was actually happening. And then I don't know if you heard this story went kind of viral. We were there. Jim Acosta from CNN was there. He's a couple yards to my left where I was squatting. And at the very end, it all got over and he yelled out, Donald, are you going to apologize for January 6th? Again, nothing to do with why we were there.
Mm-hmm.
I will say going into this, we were told there would maybe be a bit of an opportunity to have some Q&A with Donald Trump that didn't happen. But they're over here with all their agendas already. And I was over there thinking, wow, if I got one opportunity today to ask Donald Trump anything, what would I ask him? And for me, my burning question, and I actually asked several members of the Republican Study Committee a really similar kind of question. And it was just, you know, Donald, how on earth can you bring the left to your side or win the left over in some regard to actually create some bipartisan legislation? Because
mm-hmm.
that's important. You need both sides to agree. When it comes to really just curating some solutions to end some of the border crossing crimes, whether it be drug smuggling, money laundering, human trafficking, that was going to be my question. So silly me, I was apparently there at a completely different press conference than the mainstream media.
Yeah, because their conclusions, I mean, they could have written their story not even going to the press conference. I mean, they already knew what they were going to write.
They already knew. In fact, Pat, I, for fun, because you know me, I can get a little saucy sometimes.
No.
For fun, I decided, and I did this actually while we were on the plane flying back from Texas, my photog and I, we were looking up some of just the other coverage of this event from the national media.
Okay.
And I'll just run through three of the headlines here really quick because I know we're up against your break.
Let's do that. Let's come back.
Really? Okay. You're going to give me some more time?
I want to hang on. You know how I eat this stuff up. There's just too much here. So I'm going to make her stay. Look, you already stayed this afternoon.
Wait till you hear these headlines, okay?
You already stayed this afternoon, so I'm going to make you stay a little longer. Cadel Blakeslee from Fort Wayne's Morning News with Cadel Blakeslee. And we will be back and finish with her on what it was that she decided on the plane ride. And we will do that straight ahead right after I talk to you about these good people who have made it possible for me to have this time with Kayla. Hi, everybody. Welcome back on this Tuesday. And nope, we didn't have her for just one segment. That would be silly. Blakeslee at the border, if you were listening this morning, you heard her first take on it, her first of a four-part series called Media Bias. If you missed it, go to wowo.com and you can find it there and listen to the first segment. But Kayla, you did all this. You're with everybody down there. You see the big guns from the media. You're a little taken back by them, mm-hmm. and they almost seem like order takers rather than journalists. Mm-hmm. But you have a three-part headline here that I want to hear this. This is something that dawned on you on the way home?
Yeah, it was so fun. My photog and I, we were flying back, and we started reading coverage of the same exact event, you know, that we were at alongside the mainstream media. And I already kind of told you last break what I was there and kind of experienced. I've been sharing it all week long. So just let me, I pulled just three. It's so easy. I could have pulled 20, okay?
These are three headlines.
These are just three headlines from the mainstream media that were there that were covering the same exact thing I was covering.
All right.
Here's the first one from Reuters. Trump seeks spotlight at U.S.-Mexico border with attacks on Biden policies. That's from Reuters.
Okay.
Number two, CNN. Trump visits the South Texas border amid a shift in the region toward Republicans. Last and final one from the New York Times. Trump visits the border and falsely claims he was months from completing a wall.
What? First of all, the first two almost make no reference to the border whatsoever.
Zero.
It's all political. Mm-hmm. And then the other one's like, okay, he's down here talking about finishing the wall, which there's no way he could have done it. What?
What's, again, fascinating to me, because if I had to put a big bow on my whole 47 hours, you know, while I was there or what have you, it wasn't even that many. It was that Donald Trump invited the RSC, the Republican Study Committee,
right,
to tour with him the border wall and talk about national security. Because all of these people forgot to even mention was that prior to the president speaking, and he only spoke for 20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
was about an hour and a half long border security briefing. I mean, that was, to me, the biggest chunk of the story. Here's the problem. Here's some solutions. How can we implement said solutions? Which, again, going back to my original question that I would have loved to ask Donald, is how do you implement these solutions
right.
when you can't win over the left to create bipartisan legislation?
Right.
And so it's blowing my mind that that's the story that was told, that was, I don't know, perceived or pre-planted. I don't know. It really surprised me. And I don't know why. Maybe I'm too naive to think that there were still journalists and reporters out there reporting unbiased news. But after that, I don't know if they exist.
Well, I mean, the next time you see Zig Ziglar made a statement one time, if I ever catch you lying to me, I'm going to put a negative over everything you ever tell me going forward. I'll never forget that. I'll put a question mark over everything else you ever say, whether I want to or not. How can you watch Jim Acosta on the next time you see him on TV and he's staying there giving his report and you're like, okay, what part of this isn't so? Because, I mean, you can't say this guy's giving me straight news.
I was never really a big fan of Jim Acosta, obviously, going into this experience. Nor did I know he was going to be there. And it was like, oh, hey, there he is. That was, I mean, I did have a moment of looking around and was really, I had to pinch myself. I had a moment even of, what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
I quickly snapped myself back to reality and thought, no, you're here to tell the story that Jim Acosta is not going to tell.
Right.
And so I took some pride in that, and I took real ownership, actually, of that. And it was remarkable to me, you know, just the banter among the media outlets. And I was really surprised. I had this, again, rare opportunity the night before to have some just rare access to all 23 members of the RSC that were there. And I already knew a lot of them. A lot of them I haven't met before, obviously. Yeah. But I know who most of them are, who they were, what they're representing, what they stand for. And when I didn't know, I would just text you and ask you on the side. But a lot of these members came up and were just saying hi to me. I mean, I'm behind a barrier because I'm part of the media. But these few women that I was chatting with that were both print journalisms, well, who's that? Who's that? What are they doing here? And
they didn't know?
Happened three different occasions. Three different occasions these women asked me, who were you speaking to then? Who were you speaking to then? On the third occasion, it was Congressman Jim Banks. And I finally said to these women, because I'm kind, I'm not me, I try to be kind.
But eventually.
I always answer their questions. But the third time, first it was Congressman Madison Cawthorn. They asked who that was because he came over to say hello. Then it was Congressman Lauren Boebert, which how do you not know who Lauren Boebert is?
I know.
But whatever. They came over and asked who she was. And then on the third occasion, it was Congressman Jim Banks. And I finally looked at these women and I said, seriously? Aren't you the political beat your esteem?
Did you really?
Yeah, I said, seriously? And I go, you don't know who that man was? And they looked at me, no. I'm like, oh, he's just the chairman of the Republican Study Committee that is here on behalf of Donald Trump to tour the wall. So that just tells me how much the mainstream media completely missed this story.
Yeah, let's do a good job at covering this story. Let's don't prep. Let's don't know who people are. And it's not like if they're CNN or MSNBC, it's not like Jim Banks hasn't been on their network, too.
Right.
You know, he's around a lot because, again, he is the chairman of that committee. Now, let me tell you one other little thing that I found out when I was in the 4th of July parade on Saturday in New Haven.
Oh, yes.
First of all, New Haven, great turnout. You people are awesome. But in that parade, Jim Banks was also there. And I'm like, Do you ever stay home? But he was there, and then he called me over, and he said, so have you heard the latest story on me? And I said, no. Somewhere, somebody got a picture of a guy either, like, in the crowd behind Banks and behind Trump.
This.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was a guy who was part of the January the 6th
Correct.
Attack. So the story came out, Jim Banks brings Capitol Hill attacker with him to the border. No,
yeah,
he didn't. No,
yeah.
he didn't.
No.
In fact, Banks barely got himself to the border.
Yeah. We all barely got ourselves there
is
with
that
flight
nuts?
Delays, plane blackouts. It's nuts. And I said this about the national media, and I'm going to actually go as far and say it about the local media. I talked about this already on your program. I won't bore your listeners with the same story again, but just disappointed overall in the coverage of this event, whatever you would like to call it,
yep.
this trip to the southern border. I said it on my program. I'm going to say it to yours. If you want to know what happened, call me. I'm an open book.
Sure.
I've always been that way. I would never have done this job if I didn't feel like
I could be
an
go
open
look
book.
At what you've put online. Go look at the videos.
Yeah.
Go look at all of it.
I posted this morning raw video from my cell phone. It's not nothing. It's just raw video that I took from my phone. And if people want to tune in tomorrow morning is part two of my Blakeslee at the Border recap series. And tomorrow's is entitled Migrant Intentions.
So why are they doing what they're doing?
Yeah, along those lines. That's all I'm going to say.
You're not going to divulge anything, are you?
No.
This woman keeps secrets from me. We work in the same building for the same company. I think we're rowing the same boat. And half the time she's doing stuff. And when it finally comes out, I'm like, what? And she'll turn and smile at me like, I've known for a while.
I do have that slight smirk.
Yeah. No, but again, so glad you were able to go.
Thank you.
To
Me too,
Pat. I'm just so glad that you were able to get down there and to go, much to the chagrin of others. Maybe some people in the local rag are upset because they weren't asked to go. But, you know, you can't help that. But congratulations, first of all, on being there, on having great coverage while you were there, asking some of the questions nobody else will ask. And now we're back here talking about it, and we look forward to that. And so by the time I meet you here next Tuesday— and we keep you after. I buy her a cup of coffee. I put her in an office. We lock the door so she can't leave when her show's over. She has to stay here until we do the afternoon program. But next week, you will have finished your four-part series, so we could do an overall recap of that, and that would be awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the feedback. I'm already getting tons of feedback, good and bad, and that's okay.
Yep.
So keep it coming my way.
There you go. Kayla Blakeslee from Fort Wayne's Morning News with Kayla Blakeslee. And we'll be back straight ahead. This is Pat Miller right here with you on WOMO 1190 AM, 107.5 FM.
Podcasts by Federated Media.